Today's grammar point picks up on something you may have noticed in the conversation. Fuyuka's mum, when she asked Fabrizio what he would like for breakfast, said,
何を食べますか?
But when she asked Fuyuka, she said,
何食べる?
Now, both times she used the verb to eat, but in Fabrizio's case she said, 食べますか?
はい.
And in her daughter's case she said, 食べる?
はい. Which is a dictionary form.
It's a dictionary form, right. And it's non-polite? Is that the way to describe it? So she's not being rude, but why is she using the non-polite form, Naomi-sensei? Can you tell us about that?
Because she's her daughter and Fabrizio is her guest. Okay. Does it make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so now let's look at how to put each verb in the must form or the dictionary form.
Hi.
Well, not each verb, but the different verb groups. So Japanese verbs can be divided up into three different classes. Class 1 verbs, class 2 verbs, and class 3 verbs, or class 3 verbs are also called irregular verbs. Class 1 verbs are the most common.
So this, I think there are more class 1 verbs than class 2.
You can check out the table in the PDF. So class 1 verbs sound like 何々います.
So this, I sound plus mas.
Like ikimasu, hanashimasu, nomimasu, machimasu. You can hear that imasu sound. And when you put them in their dictionary form, which is what we're looking at today, you drop this imasu and you add u.
So desu. So aimasu becomes a-u.
And what about ikimasu?
Ikimasu becomes iku.
And hanashimasu?
Hanashimasu.
Okay, so I think you can probably see the pattern emerging there. Now, class 2 verbs are also known as ru verbs. And this is because when you drop the mas, you just add ru. This is to make the dictionary form. You drop the mas.
Very simple.
And add ru. And examples of some class 2 verbs are 食べます.
食べる.
And 見ます.
見る.
And 寝ます.
寝る.
So in today's dialogue, we heard the word 食べます.
はい.
When she spoke to Fabrizio, Fuyuka's mother said, 食べます.
はい.
When she spoke to her daughter, she said,
食べる.
The last class is the class 3 verbs, the irregular verbs. Now, there are not very many, unlike English. So for now, all you have to do is remember します and きます.
はい.
So if we're looking at the dictionary form, which is the subject of today's grammar point, します becomes
する.
And きます is
来る. You have to memorize them.
Yeah, but seeing as how there's really only two, other verbs sometimes misbehave. But for now, just remember します and きます become する and 来る.
はい.